Okay, here's the deal. On the surface, Hostage looks like just another action film with Bruce Willis. And you know what? That's exactly what it is. In fact, Hostage plays so much like this, it could have been called Die Hard 4. The only place it really trips up with Willis is when the filmmakers try to do too much emotion. As a brooding, washed-out action hero, Willis is totally in his comfort zone. However, when he moves into the distraught father, it starts to break down. The first half of the movie is one big fat horse pill of unbelievability. But if you can choke that down, the last half turns into a pretty decent Hostage movie. The villains are pretty weak and two-dimensional, but what did you expect? It's Bruce Willis, for Pete's sake. Hostage gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.